Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, we are recapping the Friday Night Lights practice, which just got done here at La Trobe Memorial Stadium. What a fantastic atmosphere for a practice. You know, it's not a preseason game. It's not even a scrimmage. I mean, it is a full practice in that they're going through full individual drills, team drills. I mean, it is the same routine that they've been going through at St. Vincent College, but a completely different atmosphere for the players at La Trobe Memorial High School. The 10,000 fans in attendance today. The lights came on. It was a fantastic environment. And good to get these players out of the grind that becomes practice at St. Vincent College and get them in a different environment and watch them grow in this environment. I thought that in and of itself showed you a lot from these players and how they responded to this moment. But let's start today, as we've been doing most days now, with this injury report. I think that has been kind of the biggest news coming out of camp a lot of days. And I think it was again today. The Steelers had some bad news on the injury front coming out of Friday Night Lights. But let's start with the good news. Alejandro Villanueva returned to practice today. He had that shoulder injury that kept him out a couple practices there. Opened the door for Chucks Okorafor, who was stepped in for him at the left tackle position. Chucks actually went down in this practice with a shoulder injury of his own and could not finish practice. So the Steelers pretty much swapping left tackles there, with Alejandro coming back in to start, but Chucks leaving with a shoulder injury. Darius Heyward-Bey held out of practice today with a head or neck injury. Tomlin called it minor. We'll see. He also called Morgan Burnett's injury minor, and that kept him out for a handful of practices. So we'll see how long Darius Heyward-Bey is out. Cody Sensabaugh had a back injury that forced him to miss some of practice today. Again, Tomlin calling it minor. We shall see what a minor injury really is in training camp. And then the worst one of the day, the biggest injury of the day, was sustained by Bud Dupree, who is now in the concussion protocol after Friday Night Lights. That is really unfortunate for Bud, because here's a guy who, as we'll talk about later in the podcast, had a very good practice at Friday Night Lights. I thought he was dominant in the backs on backers drill, as we'll get to here in a moment. He's just been having a very good camp overall. Look, it's tough to judge edge rushers in a practice environment like this, especially in a training camp environment where, you know, they're not hitting the quarterback, they can't hit the quarterback, so they kind of have to go half speed once they get going, because again, you don't want to hit the quarterback there. Even still, I thought he's been having a very good camp, and as we talked about yesterday, kind of dominating that he did over Chucks Okorafor was encouraging. He's had a lot of good moments. Unfortunately, though, now he's going to enter himself into the concussion protocol, and as we know, you know, that can keep you out for a week, 2 weeks. I mean, hopefully it's not that long for Bud Dupree, but that is the reality of the situation, is that he's likely to miss, I think, at least a week's worth of practices now, being in the concussion protocol. And for a guy whose development has been hampered by injury so often, it does kind of feel like a here-we-go-again situation for Bud Dupree, and I think that is pretty unfortunate. Marcus Tucker, who left practice yesterday with that rolled ankle, I thought he would be back. He was not. The Steelers holding him out, maybe a precaution, maybe worse. I didn't really see him out there. We'll see if he returns to practice tomorrow. TJ Watt remains out with that hamstring injury, and Vance McDonald remains out with that foot injury. Ben Roethlisberger, Marquise Pouncey, and Cam Heyward, three veterans on this team, given the day off by Mike Tomlin. I thought that was good of Mike. Again, these three veterans have been in this. You know, again, none of those players are, you know, growing their game or getting better in these environments, right? Much better for Tomlin to let young players take reps in their place. So good on Tomlin for giving those three guys the day off and really giving other guys reps in their place. Before we get to today's practice, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast, Vivid Seats, an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. And if you've never been to Heinz Field, if you've never experienced a Steelers game live from Heinz Field, there is really nothing like it. You cannot, TV does not do it justice. You absolutely must make the trip out to Pittsburgh and see a Steelers game live in Heinz Field. Being surrounded by 60,000 other screaming Steeler fans, terrible towels waving, Renegade playing on the big screen, you can visit the Great Hall, before the game, see all the Steelers memorabilia there with the 6 Super Bowl trophies. I highly encourage you to sit on the Steelers sideline. Even in the upper deck, you're going to see a great view of the Pittsburgh skyline. The Three Rivers are there. There's really nothing like it. Watching a Steelers game on TV, as I said, it's not the same. It's not the same as being in Heinz Field for those games. And Vivid Seats is offering Locked On Steelers listeners 10% off your first ticket order when you use our exclusive promo code Locked On. That's all one word, Locked On. New customers only, and the offer is good through the end of August. You're going to go to vividseats.com or download the app, and again, enter that promo code Locked On for 10% off your first order. The offseason is over, the NFL is back, and Vivid Seats wants to help you get to the game. And then let's talk about that Friday Night Lights practice. I thought, as I said at the top there, the backs on backers, I thought, was the drill of the day, or the most we can glean out of this practice, I think, came from that backs on backers drill. If you're not familiar with backs on backers, it is running backs blocking edge rushers or inside linebackers, linebackers essentially. This is a drill that is definitely skewed towards the defense. And as Tomlin says, you know, this is a drill that puts the running backs in very uncomfortable positions, because normally in a position like this, the running back can cut the linebacker or go low on the linebacker, try to take his legs out from underneath him. In this drill, they don't allow the running backs to cut the linebackers at all. So they have to block them straight up, which of course puts a lot of these guys in very uncomfortable positions. If Jalen Samuels were trying to block Bud Dupree in a real live game situation, he would probably just try to go low and take his legs out. He's not able to do that in this drill. And so, like I said, it puts these running backs in some really uncomfortable positions. Now, we have a lot of players at the running back position right now without Le'Veon Bell at practice. We have some guys who really do need to improve as run blockers. We've talked about this as far as Jalen Samuels' game, but also James Conner's game. You know, James Conner, a year ago, he was a decent runner, but the things he had to improve on were run blocking and catching the ball out of the backfield. I am here to tell you, in this backs-on-backers drill, he was dominant. I mean, he came in, and Tomlin talked about this after practice. The best thing about James Conner in this drill was the mentality that he came in. He came in there looking to kill. Yeah, I mean, he was a killer in this drill. You know, he wanted to take someone out, and you saw that rep after rep. I thought he was excellent in that. I think he might have lost one rep to Vince Williams, maybe, but other than that, he was great, getting applause from everyone, including Ben Roethlisberger, who was watching the drill. He was very, very good. And again, as someone who we were hoping to see improvement in this part of his game as far as a pass blocker, James Conner looked very, very good. Jalen Samuels, who struggled in this drill the other day, looked much better today, much cleaner. Again, Jalen Samuels has not been asked to block in his career until now, right? In college, because of the kind of X-factor weapon that he was in the NC State offense, you know, he really wasn't asked to block at all. And so this is very new territory for him. I thought he did an excellent job and showed real improvement from the first backs-on-backers drill, which was a couple days ago, to today. He's not an excellent blocker by any stretch just yet, but showing the kind of improvement you'd want to see from a guy who is very raw as a blocker at this point in his career. And then the other running back I want to mention is Fitzgerald Toussaint. He did not have a good day today. Not a good day, both in individual drills when they were just kind of working on within the running backs themselves, just working on using their hands and staying low. Toussaint had to be corrected a couple times there, and then that carried over into the backs-on-backers drill, where he really struggled. I mean, he had a rough time out there. The only reps that he had that were, I thought, passable were the reps he had against the nickel corners. At one point during the drill, Tomlin brought over both Mike Hilton and Deshaun Phillips into the drill to bring in those guys to practice their pass rush. And one thing that was fun about watching those guys is that you can clearly tell what a better pass rusher, what a more natural pass rusher Mike Hilton is. He was very good. Whereas Deshaun Phillips, on the other hand, you know, he tried to bull rush a little bit. Tomlin had to correct him a lot, to telling him, you know, you're not that strong. Let your feet do the work. Let your hands do the finish. Let your arms do the finish. And so Phillips got better as the drill went on, especially after Tomlin was coaching him up. But at the start of the drill, Phillips really struggled to get around any of the running backs, whereas Hilton looked a lot more fluid in his pass rush. Now, transitioning to the defensive side of the ball, I thought Ola Adini the undrafted free agent who has a wrist injury right now. His right arm was like taped up like a club out there. But he had a bunch of good reps today. I thought he showed a lot of good speed rush from the outside. He bowled a guy at one point. I was impressed by what I saw from him, except for when he called out Bucky Hodges. Now, Bucky Hodges, the tight end the Steelers signed a day ago, this is a guy from, I believe, Virginia Tech. He was a very good receiver at Virginia Tech, but not known for much else. And so that's why he's kind of floated around the NFL right now, Bucky Hodges, is because he's a kind of a one-trick pony at the tight end position. So Adini calling out Bucky Hodges in this drill, and ooh, did that not go good for Ola? Ola got worked twice in a row. They did the rep once, and Bucky won it cleanly. Then Tomlin said, "Let's do it again," and yeah, it didn't go a whole lot better for Ola Adini in that one either. Bucky got him twice in a row there. Good on Bucky Hodges again, a guy who's not known as a good blocker. He got a couple good reps in there himself. Some other key reps from that drill, I thought Matthew Thomas continued to look very explosive. Again, the athleticism just showing there. He did a couple nice swim moves around the running back. And then Keon Adams, same thing, showing a great speed rush. He had a spin move at one point that was pretty sweet. I liked what I saw from Keon Adams. One of the injuries I failed to talk about at the top there is, of course, Morgan Burnett and Sean Davis, and that is because both players return to practice not just in individual drills, but in team drills as well. Morgan Burnett and Sean Davis both returning to practice in full capacity, which meant that the Steelers had their full complement of safeties for the first time in practice since the first day of practice during training camp. It was funny to watch because the first rep of the day was a James Conner run to the outside. Morgan Burnett comes up to make the stop, and James Conner says, "Welcome back to practice, Morgan Burnett," with a nice truck stick over Morgan Burnett. It was a huge hit, and this came right after backs-on-backers. I'm sure James Conner was playing with a little extra juice there and really laid out Morgan Burnett on that run. Overall, look, I it's hard to evaluate these guys after one day right now. I think both of them are trying to kind of get their feet back underneath them after missing so many practices, especially for Morgan Burnett. Again, I don't think either of them had a bad day. I don't think either of them had a great day. I think it was a overall solid day for the starting safeties coming back to practice. Now, Sean Davis did do a very good job today. I did notice him getting down in there and trying to, stopping the run a little better. That's going to be a big key for him. Keith Butler talked about this the other day, when asked what he thinks about Sean Davis's game and what's going to help him translate to that free safety role, what makes Keith Butler so confident that Sean Davis can be successful in that free safety role. Keith Butler saying, going back to the 2008 and 2005 defense, is talking about the two free safeties they had back then and how good they were as tacklers, especially as the kind of last line of defense, being able to come up to the line of scrimmage and make tackles at the point of attack, and that's where he feels like Sean Davis can be successful. And if you go back to 2008 with Ryan Clark and 2005 with Chris Hope, look, I don't know that Sean Davis is that guy right now, especially coming off of the season that he had. Of course, we talked about how poor he was in 2017, especially as a tackler. I think he had the second most missed tackles on the team. He had a rough year last year. Now, going back to his rookie year, though, I thought he was much better in that year, and I thought he was a very good run defender that year and did find his way around the ball, especially on running plays, a lot. So if he can be that guy at a free safety position as well, while also using his athleticism to play center field, yeah, I think Keith Butler is right. But there's going to be a lot of growth from Sean Davis's game that we're going to have to see in 2018 in order for that to be the case. Damon Patterson, well, I guess I've been pronouncing it wrong. The announcers today said it was Damone Patterson, so I apologize. I have been pronouncing that wrong this whole time. But Damone Patterson had a nice bounce-back day today. Now, with Antonio Brown out and DHB out as well, that meant that someone had to come up into the starting lineup, right? We had extra room at the starters, and so it was not James Washington. It was Damone Patterson being promoted into the first unit. A big day for him. I don't know what it's going to take for James Washington to earn his way onto the starting lineup here, but according to Mike Tomlin, he's after practice, he said, "Don't read too much into where I'm putting guys or, who's getting reps with what unit." Speaking specifically of Damone Patterson, he said, "Look, this is a guy who's been flying by corners on the third unit and the second unit, and I wanted to see if he can do it against my starters. I thought Damone Patterson had a good day against the starters. I mean, he had a good bounce back day. You know, he didn't have a night, you know, he didn't have one of his traditional bombs with an acrobatic catch, but he did have a really nice grab on an out route against Joe Hayden. Got open, made the catch, got 2 feet in bounds. A nice bounce back day for Damone Patterson after the couple bad days he's had in a row. Our first real miscommunication on defense today. This came on a play, a throw to Xavier Grimble, a kind of a corner route in the end zone, completely vacated. I mean, no one covering him within like 10 yards. It was awful. Seemed like some sort of miscommunication between Joe Hayden and another member of the defense, but bad. And the kind of thing we saw last season. Hopefully we do not see more of that as camp continues. Talked about Mason Rudolph yesterday and over the last couple days. I know I used the R word with him, regression. I actually thought he had a better day today. I think he's, you know, in this, again, this is one of those guys who was able to get out of kind of the grind of St. Vincent. And I thought, I thought he was kind of getting worse as we went, not better. I think getting into a different environment under the lights helped him. I thought he had a much better day today. He had one bad throw where he kind of threw it late over the middle and it was too high. It was intercepted. But other than that, I thought he was much more sound in his reads, looked a lot more comfortable going through his reads, finding open receivers, looked a lot more like he did the first couple days of camp than he did the last couple days of camp. And I thought that was a good improvement for Mason. I think he was one of those guys who definitely benefited from the change of scenery here at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. One interesting thing about Randy Feuchner's offense today that came to light was we've talked about these two running back sets that the Steelers have been using. And at times they've kind of both been flanking the quarterback in a shotgun formation, or you'll have Jalen Samuels lined out wide with a running back in the backfield. Today, they lined up in an I formation, but it was Fitzgerald Toussaint as your running back, and then Jalen Samuels in a kind of fullback role, and then they motioned Jalen Samuels out to kind of a slot receiver position. That was an interesting one. And as we talked about yesterday with how I think this team wants to use Jalen Samuels, you know, I think that's going to be a spot where they're going to want to get him lined up against a linebacker, that kind of mismatch that we talked about yesterday. I thought that was an interesting formation, something we may see from this team throughout the season. And then let's talk about James Washington, because James Washington had another of his, what is becoming a routine, deep bomb that just seems so easy for him. And this one was from Josh Dobbs. He had the corner beat easily. It just, these deep routes just come so easily for him. And again, the ball falls right into his hands. The corner had no chance to cover him. I really like what I see from James Washington on those deep routes. When he gets into his rhythm, he is a great, great deep route runner. And then let's finish up today talking about seven shots. We haven't talked about seven shots yet. The defense wins again, 4-3, making it 6, 7, 8 in a row. I can't even keep track anymore. The defense has just been dominant in this drill. 4-3 was a little closer today. I thought it was a really nice battle in seven shots between Joe Hayden and Juju. Again, with AB out, with Darius Hayward Bay out, Joe Hayden going one-on-one against Juju on a couple of reps in this drill. And that was great, because these are two guys who are both having very good camps. On the first rep, they tried to put it up for Juju, and Joe Hayden did a great job of getting a hand in there and batting the ball away. And then a couple reps later, they went back to Juju, this time on an out route right at the goal line. And Juju makes a diving grab, going down, bringing the ball in, and getting the ball over the plane. Juju and Hayden, that was a fun battle to watch there. A couple good reps for each guy. And I think each guy is having a very good camp. So nice competitive there in seven shots. And then finally, I did want to mention Marcus Allen, because here's a guy who's not, you know, the Steelers drafted him in the fifth round. We talked about him yesterday as getting looks in the dollar formation the Steelers lined up. Yeah, at safety, he's just not getting a lot of looks right now. He seems to still be buried as the fourth string safety. That's even worse now because Morgan Burnett is healthy. And so, you know, that just means even less reps for Marcus Allen. I thought he had a couple nice reps, though, at the end of practice today. He got his chance to line up at safety in the last 11-on-11 drill and had two really nice pass breakups. He's going to need to string that together. He's going to need to string along a couple good practices like that in order to get his way up into a spot where he's going to start getting more reps. I mean, again, as a fourth-string safety, this is pretty much going to be the thing for him is you know, he's just not going to get the kind of reps we've been seeing Edmonds get and Nat Burr and Malik Golden and some of the other safeties on this team. And yeah, again, for a fifth-round pick out of Penn State, who I think a lot of people, you know, had some high hopes for him that he could come in and be a strong safety type and a dime linebacker type. And look, we've seen that from him. We've seen him lined up, again, in that dollar formation, using him as a Mac linebacker there. You know, just as a safety, we haven't seen him a lot yet. And glad to see him have a good practice. But again, he's going to have to start stringing those along. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter at SteelerCountry. The Steelers return back to St. Vincent tomorrow for another full practice, and I will be there right here on Locked On Steelers.